Our epistle lesson this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Colossians. We're reading a couple of verses in chapter 2 and a couple more in chapter 3. In chapter 2, we hear verses 6 and 7 that tell us of the fullness of life in Christ. Paul writes, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." And in chapter 3, we hear more about this new life in Christ, beginning with the last few words of verse 15 into 16 and 17. We hear, "Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This is the word of God for us, people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This month we're traveling through the word Thanksgiving. So last week we started at the end with giving. And today we're going to the beginning with thanks. And the next week we'll put it together, but we'll flip-flop it. And so we'll be giving thanks next week. So today we're going to focus in on thanks, on what it is and what it does for us and for God. We hear Paul writing to the Colossians, and he begins in a way that's a little startling. He instructs the Colossians, these early Christians, to be thankful. Now, their life wasn't easy. They faced lots of hardship, lots of persecution. And yet, Paul writes to them, commanding them to be thankful. What a command. We ourselves don't necessarily find our ears hearing these words in the same circumstances as the Colossians. However, we are entering into a week where we celebrate Thanksgiving Day as a nation. We take time to reflect, to be thankful, to cultivate gratitude in our hearts, and to give thanks to God. But in order for this to be more than just something we do this week, to attempt to live into the command that we hear in Scripture today, to be thankful, we're going to need to be abounding in thanksgiving, and not just one day or one week or one month or one year, but something that influences our whole lives. As Scripture orders, we're going to need to be living our lives rooted in Christ Jesus for that to be possible. We're going to need to be built up in our faith. So what does that mean for us and for the word thanks? The instruction that we have today. Well, according to the dictionary, thanks is often used as a noun. And it means things like a grateful feeling or the acknowledgement of favor as expressed by words. But it might also mean goodwill or gratitude or kindly thought. When we give thanks, when we express our thanks, it's often an expression of our gratitude. Sometimes we combine it with other words. Maybe we'll say, "Thank God." And sometimes we say that as a thank you to God, but sometimes we say it in relief. When something has gone okay, but that we were nervous about. We often put thank with you. Thank you. And we use that to express our gratitude, our appreciation to another person. Paul commands, be thankful. Live abounding in thanksgiving. A reminder to say our thanks and to say it out loud. Have you ever heard yourself saying these things? Possibly if you've been around children. Be thankful. Say thank you. You need to tell them thank you. Use your manners. We often teach ourselves and others gratitude. We ask children to say thank you when someone does something kind for them, when someone gives them a gift, or even when someone compliments them. Maybe we need to remind ourselves as adults to do the same. But why? Why say thank you? Why teach ourselves to express our gratitude? Why does it matter? It matters because when we say thanks, we acknowledge another person and oftentimes God's own value in our lives. Saying thanks helps to deepen relationships, to convey respect to another person, to express our own gratitude. Saying thanks shows that you care. Every night that I put Ethan to bed, we pray. And we have a particular pattern that we pray. It begins, Dear God. Pretty simple. And from then, we go on to say, thank you for Daddy. Thank you for Mommy. Thank you for Sandy. Sandy's our dog. And then it varies a little bit. Thank you for. And then Ethan begins to name things that he's thankful for. Things that he remembers from his day. The people that stood out, the places he went, the things that made an impression on him. So on the days that he goes to preschool, he usually tells God thanks for his teachers and for his friends. Sometimes he even says thank you for the playground. On days that he gets to play outside a lot, he'll tell God thank you for outside, or thank you for my bike, or thank you for the slide. On days that he talks to his grandparents on the phone, he tells God thank you for them. You get the picture. The ways that we pray at night, Ethan and I, it's a small way of beginning to teach him about living a life that's abounding in thanksgiving. Praying to God and telling God thanks. And when we say thanks to God, we're invited into God's presence. It draws us deeper into our connection with God. That's what Paul is hoping for as he writes to these Colossians, telling them that they need to be rooted in Christ and abounding in thanksgiving. He hopes that they'll draw deeper into God, listening to God, growing closer to God. Expressing their thanks is a doorway through which they're entering into deeper connection. When we're truly thankful, we have no energy or space to be ungrateful or negative in response to God. And when we're thankful, it makes evil flee from us. When we're thankful to God, we take a position of humility before our Creator and our Redeemer. When we're filled with thanks, the focus comes off of us and gets placed on God and what God is doing. Being thankful and cultivating gratitude toward God ends up being so much more than just saying thank you. When we take the gifts and favors of life for granted, when we miss out on the opportunity to say thanks, we miss out on opportunities to grow in God's richness. We aren't naturally people that just go around saying thank you, thank you, thank you. That's why we have to remind ourselves and others to say thanks from time to time. Cultivating gratitude is something that we have to work on, a habit that that we have to form within ourselves. Thankful thinking is a choice that we make every day. The opportunity to train ourselves to notice the blessings and abundant goodness of God is something I hope we don't miss out on. The poet Mary Oliver puts it this way. She says, "Pay attention. Be astonished. Tell about it. We're soaked in a world of distractions. The world didn't have to be beautiful. We can and should think about this beauty and be grateful. Our Creator does astonishing things, puts them in front of us. But how often do we express our thanks? Hopefully it's 9,254 times or whatever it was, every day. May our children lead us in that. How often do we express our thanks? And those times that we forget, are we too embarrassed to backtrack and say thank you to someone or to God? I hope we're not. I hope we still say thank you when we remember. For it is a powerful thing to say thanks both to each other and to God. This week I asked our preschool students who gather right here in these same pews where you are each week what they were thankful for. And they told me. It was often things that they love that are near and dear to their hearts. Those were the things, the people, the spaces that they are most thankful for. And I have to be honest, I was asking them a little bit out of a self-serving way. You see, when Thursday rolls around this week, Thanksgiving Day, I know that I'm going to be seated at a large table with lots of extended family that I've gotten to add to my family through marriage. Now, they ask the same question every year. And it's a question that I often find myself dreading, or at least dreading having to answer when it's my turn. They ask, before we can begin the Thanksgiving meal, each person around the table, what are you thankful for? Now, it's terrible that I dread this question, right? We're talking about living lives abounding in Thanksgiving. I should not dread this question. And yet, every year, I find myself waiting anxiously. The moments dragging on until it's my turn. And then I almost freeze every year. And it's ridiculous, right? The first few years, I wrote it off as, well, I'm just new to the family and not quite comfortable around all of these strangers yet. I mean, there's like 30 of Ryan's extended family that gather or more. It's a lot of people. I was nervous. But that hasn't been a viable excuse for a long time. So I've done some self-reflection. Why am I dreading speaking my thanks out loud? Why shouldn't I be quick to offer what I am thankful for? Shouldn't my life be abounding in thanksgiving? Now, sure, I could justify all of the ways that I find some discomfort. Maybe what I want to share is too personal, or maybe I don't want to have to pick just one thing, or what if I pick the wrong thing to be thankful for? Guys, is there a wrong thing to be thankful for? They're all just lame excuses. Here's the thing. Gratitude is gratitude. Thanks is thanks. We should love and care and value and honor God and each other enough to share our thanks. So here's my challenge to you this week. Share something that you are thankful for and share it each day if you can. Find a way, a person, a place, a moment to share your thanks. I'm going to be doing my best not to be nervous or shy when saying thanks as it comes my turn around the Thanksgiving table. I'll let you know, I don't know what I'm going to say. I haven't planned it out yet. I haven't figured out what I want to share. But that's not because I can't think of anything that I'm thankful for. It's because there's a lot to choose from. So I pray that that's the case for you as well, that you have an abundant list of things to be thankful for, and that by sharing something each day, it'll take the pressure off of having to find just the right words to share your thanks. However, if that sounds like an intimidating thing to do, to share your thanks each and every day, maybe you can start where I begin every night with Ethan. Dear God, thank you for and name the ways and places that you have seen God in your day, the things that you are grateful for. Maybe you want to say, God, my heart is grateful because, and name the ways that your heart has been filled throughout the day. It takes humility. It takes faith to dive in, to speak those deep things, to say our thanks. But friends, let me tell you, the reward is transformational to our lives. And we find it as we're rooted in Christ and abounding in thanksgiving. Thanks be to God for opportunities to say thanks. Amen.